Chapter 3. 7:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 12:32 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Despite having ordered her turkey sandwich without mayo, Hadley can see the white goo oozing onto the crust as she carries her food to an empty table, and her stomach lurches at the sight. She's debating whether it would be better to suffer through eating it or risk looking like an idiot as she scrapes it off. And eventually she settles for looking like an idiot, ignoring the boy's raised eyebrows as she dissects her dinner with all the care of a biology experiment. She wrinkles her nose as she sets aside the lettuce and tomato, ridding each disassembled piece of the clinging white globs. "That's some nice work there," he says around a mouthful of roast beef, and Hadley nods matter-of-factly. "I have a fear of mayo, so I've actually gotten pretty good at this over the years."
"You have a fear of mayo?"
She nods again. "It's in my top three or four."
"What are the others?"
he asks with a grin.
"I mean, what could possibly be worse than mayonnaise?"
"Dentists," she offers. "Spiders, ovens."
"Ovens? So I take it you're not much of a cook."
"And small spaces," she says a bit more quietly. He tilts his head to one side.
"So what do you do on the plane?"
Hadley shrugs.
"Grit my teeth and hope for the best?"
"Not a bad tactic," he says with a laugh. "Does it work?" She doesn't answer, struck by a small flash of alarm. It's almost worse when she forgets about it for a moment, because it never fails to come rushing back again with renewed force, like some sort of demented boomerang.
"Well," says the boy, propping his elbows on the table,
"claustrophobia is nothing compared to mayophobia, and look how well you're conquering that." He nods at the plastic knife in her hand, which is caked with mayonnaise and breadcrumbs. Hadley smiles at him gratefully. As they eat, their eyes drift to the television set in the corner of the cafe, where the weather updates are flashed over and over again. Hadley tries to focus on her dinner, but she can't help sneaking a sideways glance at him every now and then, and each time her stomach does a little jig entirely unrelated to the traces of mayo still left in her sandwich. She's only ever had one boyfriend, Mitchell Kelly. Athletic, uncomplicated, and endlessly dull. They dated for much of last year, their junior year.